Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Cara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, my chickens. How are you? I just got back from Scotland, and Gentleman Consort and I continued our tradition of absolutely ruining the weather wherever we go. Last summer, we went to Italy, and there was a heat wave and a taxi strike. And then in February, we went to the Moroccan desert and brought a blizzard with us, which you heard about in the last episode. And this time, we went to Scotland, which is, you know, known for having some rain, but it's apparently somewhat nice generally in July, and apparently June this year was beautiful. But as soon as we showed up, it started raining, and it rained for 10 days straight. And it only stopped the morning we left. So, you know, you might think it would be fun if you ran into me on the street in your city, but like, just know that if I come, bad weather's coming too. We apparently did run into someone. I was actually not there, but Gentleman Consort got spotted in the National Museum of Scotland. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. I'm just giving you a little update on my life. But we are here to talk about something much more important, and that is how you are orienting your life. So I want to talk about your life GPS. I came up with this idea recently during a mastermind meeting where we were having a conversation about what motivates us. Like, why do we do what we do? And for some people, it was financial goals. For some people, it was lifestyle. For some people, it was being able to take care of family. For some of us, it was a love of coaching. And for me and some of my other colleagues, all of that is there, of course, but it's also a mission that we're oriented to, right? We are mission driven. That is something that I have always kind of been clear on for myself and my business and my work in this world, which, you know, kind of far exceeds just my business. My mission is to liberate women from the inside out. So I won't be satisfied until I feel like, you know, I have reached as many women as possible with this core idea that I am teaching. And as many women as I can reach have had the chance to decide for themselves whether to, you know, investigate and use this idea. That's my mission. So I was reflecting on how that mission impacts the decisions I make. My GPS is set to that mission, right? In this metaphor, like that's what I'm orienting myself towards is impact and mission. So when I have a decision point or I'm brainstorming or I'm thinking about where to put my resources, I'm oriented towards that GPS destination, right? Mission or impact, that direction. So we've talked before about an emotional compass. You can also sort of use that, the compass metaphor a little here. It's like, what does my compass set me to? But I like GPS because in the modern day, that's a little more relevant. So for instance, I make less revenue than I could and have higher expenses than I have to in some ways because of my mission, because of the decisions I make. I choose not to sell certain things or not to sell certain things in certain ways. I choose to invest in my team. I have a lot of employees instead of contractors. I offer profit sharing and a lot of time off, all of those sort of benefits that add up, right? I make different decisions about where to put my resources. So I went through a traditional book deal and publisher, even though that's way more complicated and less profitable than just self-publishing because I wanted that platform, right? I want that legitimacy and for the book to reach people that I might not reach if I self-publish. I don't personally have any desire to be famous, but if someone offered me a TV show, I would take it in a heartbeat because of how it would allow me to advance my mission. I work way more than I would need to if my goal was to work as little as possible while running a profitable business and having a lot of downtime, my life would look very different, right? I work a lot more than that because I want to advance this mission and this goal. So my GPS is really set to mission and impact. And that can create very different outcomes than if my GPS was set to wealth or lifestyle or family legacy or even just mission of a different kind, right? If my mission was, for instance, to become a leader in the intra-coaching conversation, to be a leading trainer of coaches, to, you know, found an institute for the development of coaching studies and create business associations and whatever else, that'd be a different mission than what my mission is. And it's not that any of these GPS destinations are better or worse. Everyone gets to decide on their own, but it's really important to know what yours are. One of my colleagues at the meeting, as we were talking about this, said, you know, this is so interesting because I'm realizing that my GPS isn't even set to something specifically business related, even within my business. So she was saying, I've set my GPS to trying to feel good enough and belonging. Like the destination I'm trying to get to is the thought and feeling of belonging. And I've been trying to make business decisions that will get me to that destination. I thought that was so fascinating, right? And most of you listening are not business owners. This is not about business at all. That was my, you know, initial example. But all of us have a GPS that most of us have set subconsciously, and that GPS is trying to get us to a certain destination. So like my colleague, her unconscious GPS setting was feeling like she belongs, and she's been trying to drive her business to that destination, which of course doesn't work because your thoughts create your feelings, and a feeling of belonging is created by your thinking. It's not created by your business, right? So you can think of your GPS as the destination that your brain is trying to get to. Is your brain trying to get to worthiness? Is it trying to get to wealth? Is it trying to get to power? Is it trying to get to approval in general or from someone specific? Right? Where have you set your GPS? Is it set to a feeling? Is it set to a thought that you are constantly trying to get evidence enough to believe? Is it set to a circumstance that you want to create? Have you set your GPS to someone else's thoughts or feelings, trying to control or manage someone else's thoughts or feelings, or trying to get to the destination of making someone else think or feel a certain way? I think that this can be different in different areas of your life as well, right? So it may not be a global GPS, right? For me, I think this mission is a lot of my life. It's not all of it, of course, but it impacts things like who I pick as a partner. Like I wasn't going to pick a partner who was going to be obviously opposed to this mission or who even wasn't going to be supportive of the mission, right? And one of the things that works well about my partnership is that my partner is, you know, on board with this mission and wants to help with it. Now, I didn't go out and give people, you know, multiple choice questions to make sure that they were on board with my mission, but it impacted how I thought about my partner choice for sure. But you might have more discrete areas. So maybe in your work life, you have your GPS set kind of on purpose, like you've decided on purpose. Maybe you know your career ambition is to become the CEO of a global financial institution or publish a novel that sells a million copies or whatever. Or maybe you have an unconscious GPS set for your career, which is just feel good about myself because I'm accomplished enough, right? So you're just trying to make decisions based on trying to feel good about yourself, which usually doesn't work because your thoughts haven't changed. We've all seen the social media posts about hot girl summer, and I'm here to declare instead that I want happy feminist summer. I want all the listeners of this podcast to be happier this summer. Even when the world feels like a dumpster fire, it is still important for us to develop the ability to take pleasure in our own lives, to experience joy, relaxation, and rest, not least so that we have more resources to offer back to the world. That has been the story of my life, and that is what I want for all of you. So I am teaching a brand new challenge called the Happy Feminist Challenge this June, from June 17th to June 21st. I am going to be teaching you how to create more daily happiness in your body, how to create that emotion of happiness, and how to connect to your big picture purpose, the life that you want to live, the kind of happiness that really means contentment and fulfillment and satisfaction with your life. These are both things that society tells women that they don't need and shouldn't bother with, and it's selfish to even think about. And you know how I roll. Fuck that noise. This is the Happy Feminist Summer, and you're not going to want to miss it. You can join the challenge by going to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. That's +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy. You are not going to want to miss this. Let's get happier together. So you might have set your GPS in different areas of your life to different things. You might have a different goal as a professional than you do as a parent or whatever else. But you might also have conflicting GPSs where you've set one on purpose, like I want to become that CEO, but unconsciously that GPS is set to, I want to feel good about myself because I've accomplished enough. So then if you do get to that CEO place, you still won't feel like you've gotten there because the GPS set to I need to feel good about myself hasn't been achieved yet. So my colleague, for instance, who had set the GPS for her business to the feeling of belonging, that was creating a lot of chaos for her because she constantly felt like she was failing. And her business is actually doing very well. She's making high six, sometimes low seven figures as a coach, which is very, very good. But it always felt like failure because it never produced the feeling of belonging, right? So the GPS was constantly reading like not there, not there, not there, because that financial or professional success had not produced the feeling that she thought it was supposed to. So maybe you have a conscious GPS destination, maybe even an unconscious one, maybe you have both. These are good questions to ask yourself, right? I think it's really important to set your GPS on purpose in a given area of your life. And when you're thinking about setting your GPS, I think that it can be coextensive with a concrete goal, but I think often it's bigger and more diffuse than that, right? So if I think about myself, I have a lot of specific goals in the short or medium term, right, of my business as part of my plan to move my mission forward, like publish this book or, you know, get this many members in the clutch or whatever else, train this many feminist coaches. Like those are specific goals that I've set for myself or for my team in my business. But my overall GPS is set to mission and impact. That's the direction I'm always trying to move in, right? Maximizing those things is how I'm orienting myself when I'm making decisions and setting goals and imagining where I'm trying to get. And that's not a concrete goal, right? That is a big picture thing, and I'll never fully achieve it. But that's okay, because it's not supposed to be a concrete goal I'll fully achieve. For me, that GPS is set to a purpose, right? A reason for being and a way of orienting myself in my life. So I think you can use this concept in a few different ways. First, you can just start from scratch and use this as a lens to think about some of the major areas of your life, right? What is your GPS set to in your professional life, in your romantic partnerships, in your friendships, when it comes to money, sex, right? Eating, movement, parenting, your creative practice? Like, where's your GPS set? What are you moving towards? Where are you trying to get? Where are you trying to go? What is driving you, right? Consciously or unconsciously, what are you trying to achieve? Is it a feeling you're trying to have? Is it a thought you're trying to build enough evidence to believe? Is it a circumstance that you want? Why, right? Think about where have you set your GPS? What have you set it to? I think another way to use this tool is to think about an area of your life where you currently feel aimless, or you're not sure why you're doing what you're doing right now, or you have a lot of indecision, right? And to set a GPS destination for that area on purpose, right? You can look at an area of your life where you do not like the outcomes you're getting, or you feel bad about those outcomes. And you can ask yourself, well, what have I set my GPS to here? For instance, let's say you go to medical school and you become a doctor to make your parents happy. And then you do that and they're happy and you're not happy, right? And you aren't sure why. So you can look at this area and be like, well, what was my GPS set to? My GPS was set to make my parents happy, right? Or feel good about myself or making my parents happy or whatever it is. That destination was driving my decisions. Do what my parents expect of me was driving my decisions. So it makes sense that now I've achieved that goal and I still don't feel good, because doing what I wanted to do or what I thought would make me feel fulfilled or successful or happy was not what the GPS was set to, right? It was set to what's going to make my parents happy. Of course, remember your emotions are caused by your thoughts. So anytime you have set a GPS destination consciously or unconsciously, and it's an emotion you want to have, right? So for instance, my colleague who had kind of set her business GPS unconsciously to belonging, if my business gets to a certain point, then I'm going to feel like I belong with my colleagues. That's what I want. You're setting yourself up for a problem there, right? If that's the destination, if an emotion is the destination we're trying to get to, then the only way to get there is thought work and practicing your thoughts, right? Changing your thoughts. So that is one of two reasons that if this is kind of resonating with you, I want you to come join us in the clutch. So one is if you want help setting your GPS. If you're socialized as a woman, you need to learn how to deprogram your brain to access what you actually truly want and care about. because we aren't taught to think that way. We're taught to think about what everybody else thinks and what they want and what they care about and what they think we should do or be like. So you have to deprogram that in order to set your GPS on purpose. Or if you already know what your GPS is and you feel good about it, but you need to figure out how to like keep going in that direction or how to get there, then you should come join us too, because to get from here to there, you're going to need some new thoughts, right? Your current thoughts have gotten you to where you are now. And that might be amazing. You might be in an amazing place. But to get somewhere new, you're going to need new thoughts. That's the whole game, right? To do something new, you have to think in a different way. All right, that's it for today, my brave, bold chickens. I'll talk to you next week.
If you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, you have got to come check out the Feminist Self-Help Society. It's our newly revamped community and classroom where you get individual help to better apply these concepts to your life, along with a library of next-level, blow-your-mind coaching tools and concepts that I just can't fit in a podcast episode. It's also where you can hang out, get coached, and nerd out about all things thought work and feminist mindset with other podcast listeners just like you and me. It's my favorite place on earth, and it will change your life, I guarantee it. Come join us at www.unfuckyourbrain.com/society. I can't wait to see you there.
Pop quiz, have you signed up for the Happy Feminist Challenge yet? This is a brand new challenge that I am running mid-June, starts June 17th, where we are going to be learning how to create both of the two kinds of happiness. First, the happiness we get to feel as an emotion in our bodies on a day-to-day basis, which society tells us we shouldn't care about and we are guilty or selfish for even wanting to experience because we're women. And the second form of happiness, the big picture life satisfaction and fulfillment happiness, which society tells us comes from living up to impossible social standards that we can never meet. Neither of those things are frivolous, silly, or selfish. In fact, learning how to create more happiness, small and big picture in your life, is how you show up with all of your gifts and everything you can offer to the world in such a bigger, stronger way. And it just makes life a lot more fun. So I am going to be teaching you exactly how to do both those things this feminist challenge, this happy feminist challenge. Text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy. I can't wait to get happier with all of you. I'll see you there.